To the Untold History Channel, my name is Ron Martain, and this is kind of an impromptu video that Mel and I just kind of were chatting. He's like, "Dude, we should just go live and do this on the video." So we just decided to do it. So here we are, and part of this is to promote the Quantum Financial Summit that he is putting on in Cape Canaveral. You can see on the screen March 8th and 9th. This is the second one you're doing, is it not?
This is the second, and I have Mike Barra. I'm not sure if you know who Mike Barra is. He works with George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM. I'm sure you know Coast
to Coast. Okay, I'm well aware of George.
Yeah, and they want me to move it to Vegas, and they want to help with the logistics because it is a logistical nightmare. It really is.
I think that would be a very wise choice. And I think I mentioned to you, because I was looking for hotels and whatnot there, and the hotel prices were astronomical. And then it dawned on me that it was in Florida in March. And in Arizona and Florida, you don't want to book events in Arizona or Florida in March, specifically because of spring training. And that's when the hotels just gouge you for prices.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people have actually contacted me about that, and they said they could not believe how reasonable the rates are because the guys who left office in Washington, D.C., left the economy in such shambles that things are not renting and the Airbnb and the hotels as fast as they normally would, and that there are price bargains out there. Imagine that.
Well, and that's awesome. I'm happy to hear that. I just know that it's normally, because I checked the prices for some hotels around there, and I compared them against like if I did it in April or if I did it in March, and they were a little bit higher. But of course I want to say that was like December when I did that. So as we're approaching it, it may be a little less, the prices may be coming down because they're not filling up as fast. So they're having to adjust their prices. So
there's a lot of inventory. You know what I mean? It's not just the hotel. There's a lot of inventory around the hotel, which a lot of people are opting to do that.
Well, I know that I have to go over to, I have to go to Arizona to do something. And when I did, there's no way that I was going to get a price or no way I was going to get a hotel in Phoenix because they're typically triple. The hotels in Phoenix are about triple what they would be in March just because of spring training. It's insane. So, but anyway, whatever. All good. That's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, Vegas is a lot more Vegas is a lot easier to get in and out of. And you've got a lot of there's no shortage of hotels in Vegas.
Sure.
Yeah. There's no shortage of hotels in Las Vegas. So are you coming to XRP Vegas?
Most likely there's like a 98.96% chance. Yes.
Gotcha. I got my VIP ticket, so I will be there.
Oh, good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, or you know what, in fact, before I do that, why don't I do this? Why don't I play, because you did a little video on that. I think that would be a better way to intro it. So let's go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and play this video here real quick.
The upcoming Quantum Summit represents a convergence of advanced scientific, technological, and socioeconomic paradigms aimed at addressing some of the most pressing and transformative issues of our time. The topics, curated to spark intellectual and practical innovation, include 1, next-generation digital finance systems. Examination of digital assets like XRP, XLM, XDC, and their alignment with the ISO 222 standard for interoperability and global financial integration. The emergence of gold-backed Basel-compliant tokens, setting a new precedent for asset-backed financial instruments. Discussion of the role of XRP as a potential stablecoin, RLUSD, and its implications of redefining real USD stability. 2, currency reevaluation and sound money principles. insights into potential reevaluation of legacy currencies such as the Iraqi dinar, Vietnamese dong, and Zimbabwe dollar. Advocacy for a gold-backed monetary system and the reintroduction of sound money to stabilize global economies. Number 3, global governance and alliances. Collaboration between Space Force and the Galactic Federation and the so-called White Hats, with a focus on strategic advancements in security and cosmic governance. Exploratory discussion on controversial topics such as flat Earth theories and the hidden realms of the inner Earth. Number 4, Antarctica's mysteries and strategic importance. A scientific investigation into Antarctica's geopolitical and ecological significance, potentially uncovering revolutionary insights. Number 5, revolutionizing public health and environmental policies. Contributions from consultants to the RFK administration on transforming the U.S. food supply, aiming for super organic standards. Addressing the eradication of harmful practices by entities like Monsanto, alongside a comprehensive overhaul of the agricultural system. Number 6, advanced technologies for well-being. Introduction of scalar energy technologies presented by experts. Exploration of holistic modalities such as prospects of these treatments being covered by future insurance policies, signaling a paradigm shift in healthcare accessibility and innovation. Number 7, environmental reformation and atmospheric engineering. Strategies for eliminating chemtrails and fostering ecological balance using advanced technologies and holistic approaches. A transformative experience. This summit promises a rare opportunity to engage with groundbreaking ideas, cutting-edge technologies, and visionary thought leaders. Attendees will leave with unparalleled insights and actionable knowledge, making this event as a pivotal milestone in the journey towards a sustainable, equitable, and enlightened future. Prepare for discussions that challenge conventional narratives and illuminate the path to systemic global transformation.
Very well done, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My wife and I put that together in maybe about 30, 40 minutes, and then we cleaned it up with some artificial intelligence stuff, and then we gave it to our editor, and he does his magic. We did the voiceover, boom, and it was done. You know, we've gotten pretty good at this. You know, when you do this for about 5 years, you get pretty good at this different kind of stuff. So I started off really my entire podcasting career on Telegram, and then about 3.5 years ago, we parlayed it over to YouTube and Rumble and so on. It was an evolution, if you will.
Right. Well, it's I know for me, doing my my podcasting really started because, you know, I think you know that I for a long time, I was kind of the right-hand guy of Scott McKay when he went on tour. He was doing the I had encouraged him to do a you know, to teach the Constitution. So that's what he was doing. Well, when he went on tour, he couldn't maintain that schedule. So I would hop on and do the Constitution class. And that was my introduction into like getting on screen and getting familiar with that. And then, that's, you know, shortly thereafter I started my channel and, you know, I can't believe it's been this long, and it's difficult for me to fathom that I have like 18,000 subscribers. It's insane, you know, that
18 million subscribers. You're really good at what you do, brother.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You're very complimentary of me, and a lot of people, you know, I'm probably harder on myself than you know, everybody's harder on themselves than you know, than anybody else. So, but I'm very nitpicky of things that I do, but I've gotten past hearing myself on video, because when you first hear yourself on video, it's like, oh my God, that's the way I sound. You know, that's something that takes a while for people to get acclimated to that. And then you got to realize, you know, you are the only person that knows what you sound like in your inner head. Everybody else, that's what they hear. So, and they like you. So it's like, get over it.
Brother, you just brought back some really wild memories. I remember my wife had no clue about doing editing, so she had to learn on the job training. And it was so wild because it would take her maybe 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours to edit a video that would normally take an editor with experience maybe 30, 40 minutes with the right, you know, software and all of that.
Right.
So, and so we're in a third world country in Costa Rica doing this. And then I got this big 65-inch screen TV in my bedroom. And because I really was really enjoying, I still enjoy very much so what I do for a living. I like my newfound career. I wish I would have started 20 years earlier. I would critique myself because I really wanted to make a career out of this, a career change, because somebody was in charge of my, energy deregulation business. And that COVID thing rolled around, and the next thing you know, my business was literally no longer in business, and somebody else had total control of that. All my call centers were all shut down because they had that 6-foot rule, all the bullshit, right? And so with that said, I would sit in bed and watch myself, okay, on the big 65-inch screen TV. So you figure this, Amber's just got done editing my video. She's doing all kinds of marketing on the internet. Then she comes to bed and jumps into bed with Mel Carmine, and there's Mel Carmine watching Mel Carmine on 65 inches. Let me tell you, you want to talk about torture, man? That's some serious torture, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I just want to say to everybody, if you guys are wanting to buy XRP, it's on sale today.
Yeah.
It's on sale today. We had a little bit of a flash crash, and it's like right now I'm looking at the price. It's $2.61. So today is a very good day to get to dip your foot into the XRP, to get out there and buy some because it's on sale right now.
Oh yeah.
So I bought some more earlier. So,
and I'm about to do the same thing. I hope it takes one more dip towards like the $2.32 price tag, because that's where I would love to get it at. I don't know if the bad guys are still in control of some of the things. I believe so. I don't think we're going to clean this up in 6 hours with some magic trick. Okay, I think Trump's got his hands full. I think you and I were talking about and said, hey, we're wasting all of this wonderful content, because I always say the best podcasts in the world are the ones that never get recorded. And him and I were starting to get on a rant on all the things he knows and all the things that I know. I'm saying, we're losing all this content, dude. Let's get on a call.
Yeah.
Let's get on and let's record this, right?
For the people.
And so with that said, that's what we did. So, but the bottom line is, look, when you really take everything into account, right? We're moving into this Nasara and Jassara way of doing things, whether you like to deny that Nasara Jassara is hocus pocus. There are just too many anomalies that resemble Nasara and Jassara.
Let me pause you there for a second, because it's not that I don't necessarily agree with the Nasara Jassara label, but I do believe that there are a lot of things that are going to transpire that are going to be Nasara Jassara-esque. And I just don't think they're going to occur under that banner. But that doesn't mean that I disagree with a lot of the things that will come into pass. But I don't think that they're all going to come to pass. But if we get 60% of what they're talking about on there, I mean, it's going to be life changing for everybody.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, at the end of the day, nobody can predict the future. We cover certain bases, diversify certain things to cover, contingencies. So, we speculate on what's going to happen, and then we buy or we do things to best position ourselves in the event that contingency or that event actually transpires. So somebody asked me, am I going to be at the Quantum Summit? Yes, Mel has invited me to be on one of the panels. So I will be there.
You'll probably be on more than one panel, by the way.
Okay. Well, then there you go. I thought it was just one. I have no idea. I'm going along with this. However it plays out, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, there's no question. You know, we were talking earlier, what price points did you get in on at the XRP? And we were actually mining Bitcoin through a network marketing company out of Europe called Omnia. And we successfully mined 3 Bitcoins. And then during the bull run, you know, we actually, because at this point, my wife had already woken me up about the XRP. So we were waiting for the right time to really start parlaying it. Because we knew Bitcoin was the first one. Name recognition was the first one out of the gate. It was the first one that's going to explode. It was a no-brainer. So we took, you know, one at 14,000 and change, one at, say, 16,000 and change, one at 18,000 and change. I forget the exact numbers, but they were pretty. We didn't get to the top, you know, $21,000. I would have loved to have done that, but it's okay. We did very well. But we got in at 0.002, and that was an argument because I was all in on, you know, down with the institutions, down with the banks, down with, you know, let's go with Bitcoin. Bitcoin's still at 3 transactions per minute. It's very heavy. It's still, you know, very expensive to move. It's a store of value, and that's all it's ever going to be. But everybody's got to store the value for it to have the value, right? And not everybody's going to obey the rules. That's where I sort of differ. You know, the beautiful thing about this Quantum Summit is the technology and the picture we're going to paint for the entire world to see. When you leave the Quantum Summit, your head is going to be about to explode. You know why? Because we're going to tell you things that we could point to that are actually in motion. Okay, this is the reason why they didn't want Trump to come back. He wants to give you the life extension technology. He wants you to be as rich as fuck. You know what I mean? He wants you to have the best house and the best whatever of everything. He wants a future for his own kids who eventually have, you know, they have their own kids who are going to have kids and generations to come. Somebody had to come in and fix this. So the interruption, this is the conversation we had, the interruption that was with Biden was actually a very good one. Okay. And I think it was planned exactly like, okay, because Trump needed to take what? An entire 4 years off to organize and come back much stronger than he did in the first 4 years, right? And because this guy was not the president, because he could not even close down Guantanamo Bay, there's an executive order. If this guy was the president, okay, which, by the way, he's been dead since January 20th, 2020, okay? Well, Biden has been dead since that date, okay? When they fired the cannons over there, that was actually the signification that he was actually dead. So the reality is, you know, when you start to take a account of all of the stuff that's happening, you realize that that was the best plan ever, because now he was able to put together and strategize and bring, he had 4 years to build these teams to attack 30 of the most egregious problems that we have on planet Earth. And the world is going to follow. I think you're going to see flying cars. I think you're going to see people live to be 1,000 years. Well,
Trump's already talked about that. Trump talked about, you know, the flying cars were going to be a big thing. And a technology that the United States was going to lead the world in. And I did an interview yesterday with Jim Willey, and he was talking about one of the rare earth minerals that's up in Greenland that they want is really, really it's like one of the strongest magnetic, it has some of the strongest magnetic properties of any rare earth mineral out there. And I tend to think that that is going to be because of, you know, the flying car technology or the anti-gravitic technology. It's not necessarily going to be flying cars. It's going to be anti-gravitic. And, you know, I truly believe that, you know, 50 years from now, roads could be obsolete.
Roads, bridges, tunnels, all the stuff would be like something we don't even need. Absolutely. But we got so much work ahead of us. We got homeless people we have to clean up. We have drug addicts that we have to clean up. We need to bring in the celestial chambers, aka med beds. They're very real. I know that to be an absolute fact, not because I have firsthand experience with it, but I have people in very high places that have been invited on military compounds that have verified beyond a shadow of a doubt. Besides, I have friends like Alex Collier and James Rink and all these people that have been off world, you know what I mean? And what's her name? Eisenhower, the niece, she's going to be on stage also down at the Quantum Summit. what's her name? I can't think of her first name.
Laura.
Laura. There you go. Laura Eisenhower. She'll be on stage. You know, we got the great Kerry Cassidy, who's talked to people like Robert Dean and Sergeant Clifford Stone. I mean, you want to talk about some interviews that will blow your fucking mind? Go watch some of those interviews with Kerry Cassidy early on. It will listen. These are my. This is like mindshare, because when you look at a guy like Robert Dean, Robert Dean doesn't look like a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs kind of guy. He looks like the real McCoy, the real deal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about all the stuff, and he's like, "How many times did you buy XRP after that purchase of 0.002?" And I said, "Probably like 150 times." And you know, even if XRP does go to, you know, $10 or $20 by the time the Quantum Summit rolls around, that could happen. Maybe wishful thinking at this point, but that could still happen. Okay, it might be just rubber banding right now to just take off.
Right.
So the bottom line is this: there is going to be people, and you'll agree with this. There's going to be people that if XRP is $50 by the time the Quantum Summit or Quantum Summit Part 3 in Vegas, if there's ever going to be one, okay? And you can say, you mean to tell me I could have bought XRP at $50 when I was at the Quantum Summit in Vegas? Yes. And you didn't. And now it's $5,000. The same thing that happened with Bitcoin is going to happen with XRP. XRP is in the executive order. XRP was written, and Ripple is written in the executive order with the Treasury, folks. This is a very big deal. What do you think about that?
It's not an accident that Brad Garlinghouse met with Trump.
You think?
It's not an accident. And you know, I found it very interesting when Trump came out and said how the dollar was going to be the you know, they're not going to go around the dollar and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, you have to realize things that Trump says. Trump's not talking about the Federal Reserve note. That's not the dollar. That is a debt instrument. I think what he's talking about is the new coming dollar that will be a, and I don't necessarily think that the coming dollar is going to be the reserve currency of the world. I think the coming dollar is going to be a gold-backed currency, and there's going to be a whole bunch of other gold-backed currencies, because we talked about this yesterday. I talked about this with Jim. He's like, you know, David Schwartz said, well, XRP is not going to be gold-backed, but if XRP is the tool that is used to transfer in between those currencies, if it's the on-demand liquidity, then it is going to be backed by gold, kind of behind the scenes, because you've got two currencies that are gold-backed. So it's not necessarily going to be gold-backed, but it will be the intermediary between two gold-backed currencies. Therefore, it will be backed by gold, kind of surreptitiously, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What do you think of this RLUSD? Where does that stand in the scope of things?
I think RLUSD is the good guy's answer to Tether.
Mm.
Because Tether is like the Federal Reserve. Every time there's a Bitcoin price increase, there's a corresponding increase in the supply of Tether. And Tether does not have the assets behind it to back it up, whereas RLUSD will.
Yeah, I mean, look, the fact that it's already been public knowledge that it's part of the Treasury, I think that's like very telling news. I think we're literally, a lot of us are billionaires. A lot of us are multi-hundred millionaires. A lot of us are going to be multi-millionaires by a factor of, you know, 10, 15, 20 times over. And those are the guys that have the small XRP bag, you know, 2,000, 3,000 XRP. That's what I'm talking about. You guys are being multi-millionaires as well. So you're about to change the entire facelift. This is the biggest facelift in the financial history of planet Earth. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the money's going to change over from bad guys over to the good guys for change. And you got all this technology coming. Where do you see this world, for example, being in the next 20 years? providing we get an Eric Trump after Donald Trump, and providing we get a Barron Trump at some point down the road, I think he is being groomed to be Michael Corleone, to be quite honest.
Possibly. I still, you know, I we had this discussion earlier, and I still think that Trump's going to get another term. I don't know, and I have nothing to substantiate that. I know that it's not, you know, that it kind of violates the 22nd Amendment, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't change it. The 22nd Amendment can't be altered or amended to, you know, to make sure that Trump gets a third term. There was actually a Republican congressman, I think from Tennessee, who proposed that we give Trump a third term. So I think that was, you know, I think it got shot down a little bit by some pundits and whatnot. But I think that was laying the foundation for what's coming. I do believe that Trump will get a, and in my humble opinion, it'll be a fourth term because, you know, I don't necessarily know if the original Biden is dead, but I do know, I do. There's no way that anybody will ever make me believe that the person who occupied the White House from 21 to 25 was the same human being that was the vice president under Obama. That is, it may have been, that individual may have looked similar, may have had the same name, but I will not subscribe to that. It's just not possible. People don't change that drastically.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of people, when we talk about, the digital asset market and cryptos and stuff like that, I think, there's a lot of misinformation out there. People talk about, it's fake money. It's digital money. Well, it's like, dude, you realize that the banking system now is digital money. It's been digital money since the 80s. Yes. It's like, it's gold and silver. Got to have my gold and silver. Absolutely. 1,000%. Definitely buy gold and silver, but to categorize the digital asset market as fake money that you can't hold in your hands, there's a ton of different things out there that you can't hold in your hands. A computer program, you can't hold a computer program in your hands. There's so many things out there. Intellectual property is you can't hold a song in your hand.
That's the sound of real money, brother.
I agree with you, and I have a bunch of it. But at the same time, the value of the digital assets that we have in our possession are growing they're a much faster horse.
Mm-hmm.
They're a much faster horse in terms of growing, generational wealth.
Sure.
What I look at with the digital assets is I look at that as it's they're speculative, therefore it's wealth creation, and whereas gold and silver are wealth preservation, because what you're doing is you're preserving the wealth that you have with gold and silver, with the from inflation, from the inflationary Federal Reserve note, which is basically a debt instrument that needs to go away. Mm-hmm. So, I know that's kind of my thoughts on that. I don't know if I answered your question completely.
Sure. I think let's talk a little bit about this. Is really not an interview, guys. It's more like a friendly talk. And I get on the phone and talk like this sometimes for an hour and a half
or more.
We should have recorded that. Yeah, Mel, you're right. We should have recorded that. What do you think of the freedom of speech, this censorship executive order that was signed? Because my channel on YouTube has never grown by 1,000 people in 1 month. And now all of a sudden, is maybe YouTube taking a shit in their pants?
Maybe. You know what? Here's an interesting question somebody just asked. Well, what makes you think Trump wants a third or a fourth term, that he wouldn't want to just live his life in his 80s? You know what? Trump is a guy who could never, ever sit still. That dude works.
Yeah.
And for him, working is probably relaxing. He's a guy who wants to get things done. If he wasn't doing something, he'd be bored. and he would probably wither away to nothing. He always has to be moving. So, I think that for the fact that he gets to go play golf and do the things that he wants to do and talk to world leaders, to him, that's the most rewarding type of life that he could ever have. So, yeah. having another term for him, another presidential term, I think he'd probably love the hell out of that.
Oh, there's no question. Look, at the end of the day, you don't think he knows about this technology that they've probably known about it forever. They're not allowed to talk about it because whether you like to believe it or not, yes, he's not a politician. He's a businessman, but he's in politics now. So he's got to be very careful of what he says, and he's got advisors mm-hmm. to say, no, Mr. President, you can't go on camera and say that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the way I see it. You know, hey, listen, I'm thinking about doing this and saying this. And somebody's advising him, saying, no, you can't do that. Because if you do that, this is what's going to happen. You know what I mean? And they right. got quantum computers sitting in Mar-a-Lago and at the White House, basically saying, these are all the scenarios.
Well, you know, Mar-a-Lago is the Southern White House.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah, people. A lot of people may not know that is actually the truth. It is the, it's what did they call it? The Summer White House or the?
Yes.
But it literally is. I mean, that when he bought it, that was one of the things that attracted him to buy that property.
Yeah, it's crazy. He bought it for like $5.8 million.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Roger Stone said, "I would have never purchased that thing. It was a hunk of shit. I mean, he had to put a lot of money into it. But man, what is it worth today? So it's got to be worth north of $90-100 million.
$100 million minimum. Yeah, I think that was one of the things they tried to get him on for, like real estate fraud or some shit.
Oh yeah. They've thrown the kitchen sink at him, and right. nothing sticks. You want to talk about the Teflon Don?
Yeah, this I was just going to say he is absolutely Teflon.
Yeah, no question about it. So he knows about these technologies that are coming out. We know that his wife, for example, his ex-wife, Marla Maples, has been to one of our EE Center systems with, the technology that allows your body to heal itself from every disease known to mankind. And we have the testimonials. If you go to our website, Staying Alive, spelled with 2 E's at the end, and you go down to the bottom and watch the testimonials for yourself. Or if you want to really go through a lot of testimonials, join our Telegram group, which is Miracles in Cape Canaveral. Miracles in Cape Canaveral on Telegram. And there's hundreds and hundreds from all over the world with this technology. This is just a taste of what's to come. People say, well, Mel, you're going to be out of business when the med beds come because nobody's going to need your med beds. No, you're wrong. Because this technology is going to be like a gym membership. You're going to pay $79 a month or $89 a month. You're going to have a big room with like maybe 200 chairs, for example, and you'll sit there for 2 hours after you go through a med bed. You're gonna use us as the maintenance package.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To keep your cells optimized. Why do you think the extraterrestrials live to be such a long time? The same technology that permeates inside those flying saucers is the same technology we have in Cape Canaveral. Now, Marla Maples been to a bunch of these places.
I've heard. I have a good friend who said that and very similar in the know to some of the people you know and runs in the same circles, said that all we need to do is make sure that we if we survive another 10 to 15, 20 years, we'll get another 100 minimum.
We're going to survive the next 20, 30 years. We're going to survive the next 100 minimum. We're going to survive the next 2000. But the bottom line becomes, this is a game of, and look, I hate to call it a game, it's really not a game. This is a game. This game is for all the casino chips, as Nino Rodriguez likes to always say. He likes to steal my phraseology, and I like to steal his phraseology of this is for all the casino chips, right? Winner takes all.
Right.
And so you cannot have, evil and the like coexist. I made a video not too long ago, Ron, where I basically said, Donald Trump's got no choice. He's going to have to go to war with the Mexican cartel. They're talking about that today. I made the video a month and a half ago. There's no choice. He's going to have to go in and clean it all up. You cannot have fentanyl coming over the border and people dying from overdoses of fentanyl and have Nasara, whether they call it DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, or whatever they call it, it doesn't really matter. It's got the same characteristics. You're going to be crazy to say, oh, this is not real. The IRS is still alive. No, the IRS is done. It's been done. I'll bet you dollars to donuts. I'll take you down to Washington, D.C., and I'll personally get Mel Carmine will give you a personal tour. And if I'm wrong, I'll pay you. If you're wrong.
Oh, yeah. As they said, that building is basically empty. I did love what Trump said the other day. He's like, maybe we should take all those new IRS agents and go put them down at the border.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think is going to happen to, H Street Gang and the Latin Kings and,
I'll tell you if you want to look at a successful implementation of neutering the gangs, all you need to do is look at Bule in El Salvador.
Oh, he is a dynamo. That guy's amazing. That guy sees the future. Personally, I think these people have, these are criminals.
Well, Trump is now talking about he's now taking some of these immigrants that are coming in or that are here that are being taken out, and he's not deporting them, he's taking them to Guantanamo.
That's the best place they could take them, because why would Americans have to be burdened? Okay, in pain for these people to warehouse them, to give them medical food, shelter, guards, and all that stuff.
So I have a historical story that you people may not understand or people may not know, but everybody talks about the Russian Revolution. Well, it wasn't really a revolution in Russia. It was an invasion. It was a Bolshevik invasion of Russia to convert it into communism, but. That happened in 1917 during World War I. Mm-hmm. But there was an attempted they tried it before in 1905, and they failed. And what the Tsar did, the Tsar of Russia, what he did was he kicked them all out of the country, and they all went to Germany. Well, they all came back. And then they succeeded in 1917. So it took them like 12 years to come back. And with the funding of Wall Street in London, they were successful at overthrowing Russia and turning it into a communist state, which lasted until 1991. Mm-hmm. And for us to just deport these people is not good enough. Because if we just deport them, the worst of the worst, if we deport them, ultimately they'll find their way back.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we can't just deport them. They need to be dealt with in some form or fashion. In my opinion,
people are leaving back in droves. You saw the videos. People are going back to say, "You leave, we won't document you. You want to come back in the right way through the right door with the right documentation? You're allowed to come back in. Right. Leave on your own. Save us the agony. Save us the taxpayer money. Whatever. Leave. Go." The ones that aren't leaving are the criminals. Gary the Lamb just said, "I just heard Mexico just has flipped, okay, and is willing to comply with Donald Trump." Yeah, he's going to comply with Donald Trump's events. You know why? Because Donald Trump has got the Mexican government by the balls, and he's squeezing. Can you hear me now, bitch?
Let's take a step back for a second, because everybody's talking about how Trump is talking about merging with Mexico and the United States, and he's bringing them in, bringing Canada in as the 51st state or whatever. Well, I saw a very interesting podcast with Alpha Warrior and Colonel Towner, and she does some fantastic research. She's talking about. Do you remember? You remember the old? It was when Lou Dobbs did the. He was with CNN at the time, and I think it was like 2007, and he did a piece on the North American Union about relinquishing the sovereignty and merging the United States with Mexico and Canada, and what she's speculating is that was all that was actually done clandestinely behind the scenes and has been in effect for quite some time already. And the fact that he's talking about it now as something that's coming to pass isn't something that is coming to pass. It's something that's already been done. And So now, whether or not that's true, I don't know, but it would not surprise me if it was true.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some people saying, we'll see you at the Quantum Summit. That's awesome. Some people are coming. You guys should all come because this is part of history. This is the most historic times of our lives that there's really nothing that compares to the history that we're going through right now. Do you agree? I mean, you got a channel that's called Untold History. You should know.
I have said many times to people, I was like, you know, this is the greatest time in the history of the world. This is the greatest time to be alive. To be able to witness what we're about to witness is, you know, this is going to be talked about for centuries, if not millennia, in the future. And we are actually getting to live it and watch it unfold and before our eyes. And it's pretty awesome to think, you know. So it's I'm a little I won't lie, I'm a little fatigued with all the information that's coming at us for, you know, so much. And you know, sometimes the information is good, sometimes the information is bad. But at the end of the day, you know, it is a very exciting time to be alive and to witness what we're witnessing. It's you know, we're honored. We should be honored that we are alive right now.
Yeah. Hey guys, we're going to be on for at least another half hour, 40 minutes. I'm just enjoying the conversation. I always do when I talk.
I actually have 26 minutes before I got to bail. So,
okay, there you go. 26 minutes. Post this on your social media. Let's get some more people in here watching this. This is amazing.
I have something I got to do here, and I've got a timer for 20. I got 26 minutes left. So
cool. Now let me ask you another question. Did you apply for your press credentials at the White House?
I did not.
Oh, can you imagine? I did. I would love to be right next to you at the White House. Imagine these two guys at the White House.
Yeah, that would be awesome. It's a little far away. It's a little far away for me to go to DC. But that would be fun. I ain't gonna lie, that would be fun. I don't know. I don't know if that's really the world that I want to operate in, though.
Well, it's far right now because we have antiquated technology. We have, you know, flying machines that resemble a bird that go at 600 miles an hour, and it takes you 5 hours. What if it took you 5 minutes from Los Angeles to get to Washington, D.C.? Because you have a machine that flies.
How about 5 seconds?
Exactly. Would you be applying for credentials? I believe you would. I think I've answered my own question.
Well, you know, obviously, when you talk about it like that, there's you know, being you know, if we get the anti-gravitic technology, and you know, it's Jetson's world, and you know, we can go anywhere in the world within within a fraction amount of time. You know, so somebody asked earlier in my chat something about why would you want to have flying cars when people can't even drive. You know, with the anti-gravitic technology, you're not really going to be able to. I personally believe you're not going to have collisions.
Exactly. Because
the anti-gravitic technology it'll be almost like a it's like when two magnets try to come together on the opposite sides, and they like you can't get them to stick. They bounce away from each other.
There's going to be so many artificial highways in the sky that you can't see, that are painted by artificial intelligence, that you could be flying at 25,000 feet. I could be flying at 28,000 feet. There'll be a bunch of people flying at 39,000 feet. You're not going to be in the same freaking highway. You're not going to be anywhere close to each other.
Do you know how they do that in the skies now? I don't remember which one it is, but if you say, oh, well, if you're flying from the United, if you're flying from California to New York, you know, you're flying at like, say, 38,000 feet. Okay.
Right.
So if you're flying from New York to California, you're flying at like 37,000 feet. Correct. And what they do is they put it's 1,000-foot increments, so that if you're flying west, you are at that altitude. If you're flying east, you're at a 1,000-foot differential altitude.
Exactly.
And so there's no mid-air collisions.
Exactly. And people don't get that. Can you imagine how many collisions if there was, if there was no highways painted in the sky right now with regular, ordinary, antiquated dinosaur technology called airplanes? Think about right. that. Where you have to leave everything up to a human era. Forget about it. It'd be like, it'd be, there'll be more crashes in the sky. There'll be on the ground than there is on the ground. You know,
there, that's true. And, you know, you mentioned something about artificial intelligence and you know, I do not believe that we're going to have artificial intelligence that will be, you know, that'll be sentient like a Terminator type movie. I think that that's more like a scare tactic, you know, in science fiction that they put that into people's brains. But you're always going to need the human element to program the artificial technology, the artificial intelligence. So. But it does grow and does learn fast, but I don't think it'll ever become sentient.
You know, I think that's part of the plan that if we, for example, nobody knows how to do math anymore. Because back in the 70s, they created something called the calculator, right? Today, today we have ChatGPT. We have artificial intelligence that could write you a song or a rap song. With lyrics and music, and it's unbelievable the stuff that's coming out right now. Imagine
I have that. It's awesome. You just put a little bit in, put something in there, and you can create a song, and it's like, holy crap, took me 5 minutes to create a song. I freaked my friend's daughters out the other day. I went up to see him and I put a couple of things and I put their names in there and I played the song, and he's like, "What the heck?" And they were like, "Oh my god, that's freaky!" But it was great. It was hilarious.
Absolutely. One of the reasons why you also want to make sure when you come to the summer, it doesn't matter whether you get a VIP ticket or general admission, that don't matter. But you want to get the gala dinner ticket. You know why? Because then you can get to sit with Ron Partain and have dinner with him and ask him all kinds of questions and drive him crazy. And then he'll say, "Mel, never invite me to one of these stupid things ever again."
I forgot. I forgot about the gala, man. You're gonna make me have to force. You're gonna force me to get a freaking tux.
Oh my god! I'm sure you got. No, you don't need a tux. You got. I'm sure you got a suit, don't you?
Oh yeah, I got something.
Yeah, there you go. So you need a suit. I might get a tux. I don't know. I might get a tux jacket, a pair of jeans and sneakers. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's dress up. It's not dressed.
Of course. All of the speakers are going to be there. That's the reason why people are buying the gala dinners, because they want to have dinner with the rock stars. You guys are the.
What are we eating, by the way?
Oh my god! You want to go through the menu? Would you want to go through the menu? Oh, don't let me do this. Oh my god! Here we go. Let's get to the menu, and I'll read it off to you. How's that? Okay. Day one, we have lunch buffet. We have chicken marsala. We have Caesar salad. We have rolls with butter. We have fettuccine alfredo, tortellini al vodka. We got a seasonal vegetable melody, and it comes with dessert. That's day one.
Holy crap.
This is all you can eat, by the way. Five-star wedding-style food, all you can eat. It's amazing. Second day, lunch buffet. We have chicken parmesan, Caesar salad, rolls with butter, fettuccine alfredo. Tortellini vodka. We have seasoned medley. I don't know if that sounds right. I think that sounds a little too close to the other one. I might have to change that one around. The actual gala dinner is New York strip steak. You get scallops and shrimp over some mashed potatoes. You got the vegetables. You got the key lime pie, tiramisu. You get a whole assortment of desserts. It's, you know, then we got the actual hors d'oeuvres. The hors d'oeuvre party the last day with the DJ and karaoke outside by the pool. This is going to be a party, okay? And it is a party because we're going through the most historical times of our lives. And who would have known that I would have lived through all of this bullshit? 37 years ago when I started this, I never thought that you guys would ever wake up, to be quite honest with you. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm responding to somebody in my chat here. somebody wanted to know if I was going to be a speaker and if I was going to talk about a specific topic, and I'm like, yeah, I probably won't talk about that topic. Somebody asks me, I might, but that's not the proper forum for that particular topic.
Yeah,
well, I'll know my surroundings.
He's got a black belt. He's got a 10th degree black belt on XRP. Don't fool yourself.
Right. Well, that, and I mean, I know a lot about a lot. Yeah. Just because I love information. I just, you know, I
don't. You've been around.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. I like to read. And when reading is, you get so much more when you read than if you just watch like movies and TV and stuff like that. To me, that's a waste of time. The only thing that I allow to get in the way of that is watching the Dodgers. I love baseball.
Yeah. So. Well, one day we're going to be able to get back to maybe enjoying a little bit of sports like we were talking about earlier. But the reality is we can never take our eye off the ball ever again. See, they distracted us with lie vision with, you know, let's make a price. The price is right. Let's make a stupid fucking deal. Survivor Island, all these dating shows. Nonsense. We were all so mesmerized because Americans love to be entertained, right? So only to wake up to what? A nightmare. The Kazarian Mafia, the Jewish gangster bankster, has got all your fucking money. And they want $35 trillion that we owe them. You know what Donald Trump is going to say? Fuck you. I ain't paying you.
Right.
That's what he's going to do. That's how we're going to start from a level playing
field. I thought it was interesting. Did you hear him say, I want to say it was like September, October time frame when he said, well, maybe we'll just cut him a crypto check.
How about the time when he's on stage live? He says, "Maybe I'll run another term after this one." What do you guys think? And then he goes, "Oh no, I'm only joking." Did you see that one?
I did not, but that kind of comports with what I talked about in terms of, exactly.
And you know the taxes. He goes on Joe Rogan. He goes, "Are you talking about getting rid of taxes altogether and doing tariffs? Like tariffs are basically taxes we charge corporations" who want to import products into our country, and that means you guys are completely tax-free. Ooh, wouldn't that be something?
I think that's coming. I think what is coming is, some people have talked about how, you know, we go back in time to pre-Civil War government to where, you know, we get rid of basically the 14th Amendment, the 13th, the 14th Amendment, especially the 15th, 16th, and 17th, and all, but the 16th Amendment is obviously is what authorized income tax, and the 17th Amendment completely neutered the state's ability to have a say in the governmental process at the federal government level. And that needs to change. The states are sovereign themselves, and the states need to have that ability to be sovereign. The federal government does not control the states. It's the states that control the federal government.
Correct.
And we need to get back to that. I believe a lot of the problems that we have, a lot of people talk about this is kind of an incendiary topic or controversial, but talk about the 1871 government and all this stuff. And I don't believe in the 1871 Constitution notion. I do believe though that the government that we have now operates more as a result of how they interpret the 14th Amendment. That has a much bigger controlling aspect of how the government is run now. And then with the progressive era and everything that they did there with the 13th or with the Federal Reserve Act, the 16th Amendment, the 17th Amendment, things like that. That is where we really, really went off the rails and derailed, and people talk about World War II, and everybody talks about the New World Order. Well, where did the New World Order really come from? And if you really want to look at the foundations of what the New World Order is, all those foundations were laid at the end of World War II with the United Nations, NATO, the European Union, the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, or International Monetary Fund. I'm sure people are familiar with Perkins, John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Absolutely.
And how they how the how the Western governments are manipulating these, you know, the third world countries to do their bidding, and basically they're slaves to the to all these massive corporations that are coming in and just raping their lands and just and abusing the hell out of their people. And you know, when Trump talks about the level playing field, is what it, with the financial system that's coming into being, with, you know, with the XRPs and all these things, that is going to level the playing field and is going to bring everybody around the globe all up at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, the fact that with this usury and the fraudulent insurance policies that they sold us and the fraudulent taxes and all this money that they ripped off us with over the last 100 years, your opinion, I personally think I want my fucking money back. Mm-hmm. I want my fucking money back. How do you feel about that?
Well, I just don't pay them.
I know you don't pay them, and I pay them little to nothing as well, but I have to pay illegal taxes on packaged goods that are a necessity because I want to eat something. That's a necessity, right?
Well, you're going to have to do that anyway if it's tariffed.
Well, it's going to be minimal. It's not going to be like a ridiculous sum that we're paying right now. Right?
But see, tariffs are essentially a consumption tax. And I have no problem with a consumption tax to fund the government, because consumption mm-hmm. tax only puts money back into the system, and it puts more money into the pockets of people, because when a consumption tax, to run a very minimalized government mm-hmm. is not, I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, I'm not an anarchist. I do believe that we need government, but I don't think that we need a monstrosity of a government.
We need 5% of what we have right now, 5%.
Oh, I'm going to respectfully disagree. I'm going to say we need like maybe 2% of what we have now.
2%. Okay, there you go. Because we have so much artificial intelligence and so much technology that could run shit much more efficient than we did back in 1960, 70, well, 80, whatever.
Have you been paying attention to what's going on? I guess Trump has offered every single federal employee a severance package, like seven months of pay for a severance package. And to me, that's and he's going after, he fired all of the DOJ. Anybody who was in the DOJ who went after him, gone. He's going to go after the FBI agents who were responsible for, you know, investigating him, investigating all the J6 stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going to be gone. We are in for some wholesale changes that are coming, and I don't, you know, what's the time frame on that? I don't know, but I still believe that we're going to see a period of chaos.
Months, a year?
I don't think it's going to be that long. I actually think it's going to be more like just a couple of months where you know, they're going to have that, because you're already seeing basically war at the governmental level. And did you see any aspect of the DNC, the DNC, the new DNC chair, like convention, what they were holding, like this MSNBC was hosting the new DNC chair, mm-hmm. who they were going to nominate. And right. they had a whole bunch of people there. Right. And it was a cluster, at best, it was a cluster. And, the audience couldn't contain themselves. Everybody was infighting amongst themselves, which is exactly what, you know, Marxism does. It's mm-hmm. divide and conquer. Sure. You know, they may be united for a period of time, but it's like, you know, then they divide, and then they divide, and then the segments of that are there and with them, and then they divide and they eat each other. And that's what a communistic, socialistic society does ultimately. Mm-hmm. Is it eats itself to death, because right. it can't ever be done perfectly. It just can't.
Right. So a rising tide rises all boats. I know I can go back in time, You go to Live Coin Watch. You can verify. Some guy said, Mel, you don't know what you're talking about. VeChain never went past 28 cents. Bullshit. Go look at look. The all-time high was $7.78. Okay, it's there. It's documented. All right. So, and that happened on fumes and hot air and bullshit. Right. What do you think is going to happen with this bull run, which is being run by the right team, the right president, the right guys, right? With the kids that are very proactive on cryptocurrency. What do you think is going to happen to a token like VeChain? Amber and I own a lot of that. So I'll sacrifice maybe half of my VeChain. I'll sacrifice half of my Stronghold. I'll sacrifice some of my casino coin, whatever.
Let me say something. The crypto market is basically the stock market 2.0.
Right, of course.
That's basically what it is. It is the stock market 2.0 because everything is going to be on blockchain. Blockchain is going to make the world transparent so that you can no longer get away with all the fraud that you could before. And right. If people think, again, I'll reiterate, if people think that we don't have digital money now, they're fooling themselves. When you go to the bank and you put your debit card into the machine or you go to the grocery store and you put your debit card into the machine and you swipe it, that's digital money transferring. Mm-hmm. There's no difference between that and cryptocurrency. There's no difference except cryptocurrency is a lot more secure from the standpoint that it's much harder to scam people out of that. It's not impossible, but it's much harder. And the reason that people get scammed out of their crypto now is not because crypto is scam-proof. It's just that people aren't able to spot the scams.
Exactly. You know, it's really funny how some people call me and they say, Mel, I just saw a commercial with Brad Garlinghouse, Chris Larson, Rosie Rios. If I send them 500 XRP, they're going to triple my bags. And I tell them, no, don't do it. That's a scam. And then they still do it. What words would you describe that with? I mean, you can't just use the word stupid, because I always say you can't fix, you know, stupidity, not even with duct tape. And if I could, it would hurt, right? What would you actually describe that with?
So ask me that question again, because I was laughing at the duct tape reference. I think I missed something there.
Send in 500 XRP. I'm going to send you back 1,500. This is my garden house. We're not going to burn any more tokens. We're going to give them to you to show the token of our appreciation.
Anybody buying into that scam I don't know what to say to you. I live by this, and maybe it's not always 100% accurate, but if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, obviously. But, you know, it's like when you tell somebody don't do it, when you see those commercials, those are all scams, and then they go and do it anyway. What do you say to that? You can't help that. You can't fix that.
No, perfectly, you cannot fix stupid.
Yeah, not even with duct tape. But if I could, it would hurt. You could take that one. Nino will probably steal that one too, I'm sure.
Yeah. I got 5 minutes, brother.
Brother, let's talk a little bit about XRP, XLM, XDC, and let's talk about the fact that the dinars. Look, I own a few. I went into the casino. I put bets on things that look like plausible that we can make some money here. Is it possible that I'll lose on the dinars, but I'll make a lot of money on XRP and XLM and XDC and lose on everything else, and then I don't really give a shit? Yes, possibly. But the guy with the supposedly the Treasury head of the United States of America is boots on the ground, supposedly in, you guys can verify it in the chat there, in Iraq. Is that true, first of all? Is it verifiable? Is it verified? Is he there? If he's there, that would be exciting news to me personally.
I don't know. I don't know if that is the exact individual, but I like you have some. I don't have a lot. I think I spent maybe $100 buying some dong and some dinar and some Zimbabwe dollars. And if it ever does come to parity, I'll be a very wealthy person. I have an idea that my digital asset investments will mature much faster. and I have a very healthy amount of physical gold and silver that I think that's also being suppressed. I'm looking forward to some sort of a force majeure that will eradicate all the rehypothecation selling of the gold and silver, where the banks just are selling certificates of ownership, selling the same piece of silver 100 times to artificially keep the price low. I'm looking forward to that going away. So,
I'm gonna leave it with this. The next time we do a part two, maybe in about maybe 8 or 10 days or so, we'll do a part two of this one. And I'm going to show you the final version. I was going to do it today when we are not recording, obviously, or live, of the actual 9-minute movie, which we're putting the final touches on. I want you to show you the final version of it. Only at the Quantum Summit, and then it'll be released to the general public.
Let's do that later this week. I mean, if I would have known we were going to do this, I would have made a little bit more time, but I had something that I've got to go do. So
not a problem. It's like every time you and I talk, we get into these very interesting conversations. And yes. This is not the first time that you and I have done this.
No, no. But see, to me, this is great because it's like a phone conversation that we were going to have anyway, but everybody just gets to listen in on it.
Exactly. Beautiful. Well said, guys. Quantum Summit 1776. It's going to be absolutely a bombshell. We got, by the way, before we go, and you probably don't know this, but the word is out on the street, and I had a bad feeling about this guy, and it might not be him. It might be a clone. It might be somebody wearing a mask. Nobody knows, but Elon Musk is not a nice guy. You might want to go watch my video with Tom Altman, I think his name is. He is the original guy who wrote the script to the Matrix. Okay, everything that this guy, they stole everything, they gave it to this guy, they should have given it to Tom. Tom is going to be on stage at the Quantum Summit. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Now, they have lifted the restrictions a little bit, but I'm sure a video like that would have probably gotten 100,000 views day one. Okay, Elon Musk might very well be the Antichrist. Seriously.
Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree with that, but because I don't believe in a future Antichrist. I believe the Antichrist is fast.
I don't believe there is an Antichrist, or if there is, he will never survive.
I believe the Antichrist referred to in the Bible was Nero.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, not to get controversial, but you got to remember the Bible was not written to us. The Bible was written for us. Correct. The Bible was written to real live human beings who lived 2,000 Correct. Years ago.
Yeah.
And we read it now. It's not written to us. It's written for us.
Well, I'm going to send you a copy of that video, Tom Altman.
Please do.
It's unbelievable. Guys, we'll catch you on the next one. Tell everybody about the Quantum Summit. Let's come. Hey, let's hope there is a $10 XRP. That'll be a reason to celebrate.
Hell yeah. And buy it today because it's on sale. It's at $2.59 right now. It's on sale. We may never see it this low again.
Yeah.
I mean, it who knows? It could drop a little bit more. We don't know. But when I see it at $2.59, what that makes me believe is that it's being artificially suppressed so that bigger institutions can buy it at a cheaper price. So you don't waste the opportunity. Get it.
And if you happen to be in Cape Canaveral and you want to spend it overnight at stayingalive.com, alive with two E's, okay, the other one belongs to the Bee Gees, even though two of them are dead, okay, you can come stay because I sleep in the system every single night. So you'll have bragging rights. You'll say, I slept with Mel Carmine.
I don't know if I want to say that out loud. Brother, I got to go. My alarm just went off. So, hey, it was really, really, this was a lot of fun improv too. So thanks awesome. Everybody for tuning in. And we'll look forward to you and I'll be in touch, Mel. Awesome. Have a great day, everybody.